Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thank you for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. What kind of an attitude is God looking for in an individual? What's the needed attitude? Do you have this attitude? It's important and something that we really need to consider. We can look into God's Word to see what type of an attitude He's looking for in people. And we'll look at a few passages that show what type of an attitude God is looking for. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be good to get it out. We could look at these scriptures together and see what God's Word says on this issue. First, let's start by looking at Isaiah 66, and we'll see a very specific statement here that God had recorded that shows us the type of attitude that He is looking for in people. Attitude is of the utmost importance. Sometime during your life, I'm sure someone's mentioned that to you, how important attitude is. We've all heard that, and it's true. And God really is looking for a specific type of attitude. Isaiah 66 and verse 2, breaking into the verse there, it says, "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word." And so what God is looking for here is an attitude that He can teach. Someone who is teachable. What is described here, what we just read in Isaiah 66, is this teachable type of attitude. It's a person that will look at God's word and tremble at it. In other words, when they read it, they'll follow it. They'll respect it. They'll do what it says. They're afraid to break God's law. That's a healthy type of fear. It's not a terror, but it's a healthy fear and respect for God's law. And that's the type of attitude that God's looking for. People that are not taking God's law lightly, but are trembling at it. The person that trembles at my word. But it takes a poor and a contrite spirit to do that. Notice another passage in Psalm 25, giving some more details here on this type of attitude. We get more of a full picture of what God's looking for and what He wants us to develop in our lives, what He wants to develop in us, of course, with our cooperation. Psalm 25 and verse 9 says, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way." A meek person is a person that can be taught by God, and it's a person that can be guided by God. Meek here means poor, humble, needy. We have to have the humility to see that we are in need of God's direction. Without God, what are we left with? Well, we know from Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that man has a heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's all that human beings are. We need God's direction. We need His judgment. We need Him to teach us His way. And He says here, and inspires it to be written, that He will guide the meek in judgment, and He will teach His way to the meek. People that are, again, in an attitude of being humble. And they can be taught. They're looking to get instruction from God's word, knowing that they need it. You know, people that are self-confident, a lot of times, they would say, "Well, I don't need anybody to show me anything," because they think they know. God can't work with a person like that. You may have had experiences like that in life, where you're trying to teach somebody something and they already know everything, or they think they do. That's a very tough person to try to teach. Usually they don't learn very well. Oftentimes, if somebody's in that attitude, they have to learn the hard way, by going through an experience that sort of jolts them out of their current thinking into more of a teachable attitude. So God's looking for people that He can teach, that are meek. And we have some examples in the Bible of people who were meek. They had the attitude that God could teach. They understood that they needed God's direction. And by looking at an example, we'll learn about how we need to be as well. This is the type of attitude that God wants us to have so that he can teach us and work with us. And of course, that's for our good. We need that education. Numbers 12, notice this. We'll look at a scripture in Numbers 12 and take a look at an example of a person that was meek. Numbers 12 and verse 3, it says, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." What a compliment. That'd be nice to have that written about you, right? Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And because Moses had this right attitude and was meek, as we read, God could use him to lead Israel out of Egypt. And when we think about the leadership qualities that Moses had, we have to remember how important his attitude of meekness was. It was vital to his success. There's no way he could have done that job on his own with his own abilities or talents. God certainly used his strengths, but he needed God to show him what to do and lead him so that he could then in turn also lead others and follow God that way and lead them to follow God's direction the best he could. He needed to be meek, and he was. Notice this quote from the correspondence course. This is a free Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible correspondence course. It's at thetrumpet.com, and you can enroll in it there for free. This is lesson 9 that this quote comes from. It says, "Meekness is not weakness, as many have falsely assumed. It is the opposite of arrogance, vanity, and selfishness. Meekness is the attitude of a repentant, converted mind. Moses was very meek, but he decidedly was not weak. Moses was strong, both physically and spiritually." It goes on to say, "The converted Moses was more concerned for the good of others than for himself, and he was especially concerned for God's holy name. His life was truly God-centered." So Moses was not a weak person. He physically was strong, a lot of leadership capability, of course, but he was meek. He was not arrogant. He wasn't full of vanity and selfishness. No, he was not a perfect person. Only Jesus Christ has been perfect. But he had a lot of strengths here, and he grew in it. He had to grow in that meekness. That's what's so encouraging when we look at Moses' example, is that he wasn't always that way, and yet he learned to be that way. And so we can improve as well. Our attitudes can become meek. And that's something to keep growing in, no matter where we are in that process. It's something to keep growing in to keep being more teachable and having that meekness. So it's encouraging to look at Moses, as we'll do here a little bit more, because he had to learn how to be meek. He had to improve in it. And it's a good example for us. As we examine ourselves and think about our attitudes, we can grow in this right attitude of meekness. Moses had to grow, and we have to grow too. Notice this passage in Acts 7. Acts 7 gives some history here about Moses. And we'll read verses 22 through 30, and we'll see what Moses did and some of the things he had to learn. Verse 22, again, this is Acts 7, verse 22. "And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds." So you might remember that Moses was brought up there in Egypt, and he had some really royal training as far as the Egyptians were concerned, and really became quite an accomplished person. As it says, he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was mighty. He did quite a bit, had a lot of ability, and did well. Verse 23, "And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel." Of course, he was an Israelite, even though he was trained there with the Egyptians. He was an Israelite, and he knew that he should go and help them in some way. Verse 24, "And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. So he took matters into his own hands and he smote the Egyptian, as we read. Verse 25, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. See, Moses thought, well, everybody would be on the same page here, and he'd be sort of a hero, and yet they did not understand what was happening, and he didn't go about it the right way here at the beginning. Kind of went out there and started taking matters into his own hands, and it caused him some problems. Again, this is the man that became so meek and so teachable, but he had something to learn, and he was, you know, 40 years old at this point. Verse 26, and the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one to another? Why are you fighting? You know, you should be unified. But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? So the people knew, news had spread, and Moses' plan was not working out here very well. People were not responding to him like he thought they should. And again, he took matters into his own hands, and it didn't go well. Verse 29, then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. So I think you know that history. But he had 40 years out there to learn a lot, and he had to learn meekness. So at first, Moses tried to do things his own way. He had his own thoughts, was pretty self-willed, even though, you know, he was ultimately, I guess, trying to do what he thought God wanted, but he was going about it his own way, and it didn't work out. God had to humble him and teach him meekness, teach him to really look at God's direction and ask God to show him, what do I do here? How do I handle this? And so, again, you can think about your life. It could be that you're going through a trial or somebody you know is. And those are never easy, but just like we see here with Moses, you know, God used that trial that he went through, that time in the wilderness there, to teach him and help him grow in humility and meekness so that he could be much more useful. And that's what sometimes happens, where we have, you know, some time where we've got to stop and reflect a little bit and see what God's teaching us. Moses definitely had to go through that. And this is from Correspondence Course Lesson 9 again. It says, it was God who forced him to flee into the wilderness to bring about his conversion. There for 40 years, he was trained under authority by a man who knew the true God. So you can look at Exodus 2 and get some of that history. And you know, it's really interesting just to see what he went through there. Moses had to learn. It took time. Moses became meek and humble. The quote continues, God showed him that he could, after all, deliver Israel. He could do it, but he would have to do it through God's power, not his own. And that's what he had to come to understand. All of us, it says, must also at some point in our lives come to realize our own utter insignificance and our need to totally rely on God. See, need. We have to understand the need, the humility that we must have is understanding that need, that we need God. We need him. We need his direction. We need his teaching. And then God can work with us if that's our attitude, if we're meek enough to go to God for direction and then follow it. And you can think of examples, Moses, like we're talking about here, Job, Daniel, Paul. There's other people that really learned that lesson, and then God could work with them. They learned to be meek. It's such an important part of obeying God. We have to have a meek attitude. Notice Matthew 11, Jesus Christ talked about this when he was on this earth. Attitude is so important. You know, a person's attitude determines a lot about what they do. So it's good to evaluate and think about our attitude. Matthew 11 and verse 23, Jesus Christ here speaking to some of those who were observing some of the amazing miracles and the teaching that he brought. Verse 23 says, "And you, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven," they were pretty wealthy area, he said, "shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day." That's pretty strong correction there. Verse 24, "But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." And then notice verse 25, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight." You know, can you believe that? What Jesus Christ said there, that God actually hides the truth from those who are wise and prudent. Now, they're wise and prudent in their own eyes, with their own understanding. They're not wise in the ways of God's truth, but they're wise in their own understanding. They think they're, you know, pretty sufficient there. Self-sufficient. They don't need anything. And you look at the people that Christ was talking to here. Well, they were exalted unto heaven. They had quite a bit of material wealth. They didn't think they needed anything. And so they weren't teachable. They weren't teachable. And Jesus said, look, God's hid these things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed them unto babes. He's revealed this truth unto meek people, people that will actually listen, that will strive to obey it. See, he's talking about attitude here. Attitude is so important. And that's the attitude that we need. Moses is a really great example of that. Somebody who started out not so meek, but then he learned and God taught him and he became the meekest man on earth. And God could use him to lead Israel out of Egypt and then through the wilderness. God can work with us. He can teach us a lot if we're meek and if we'll listen. And as we read there in Isaiah 66, you know, God will look to that person. He'll help and instruct that person who is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at God's word. In other words, they're teachable and they have a meek attitude. What's your attitude like? Well, hopefully meek. That's something we're all trying to grow in, is having a meek attitude, a teachable attitude. And Moses is an encouraging example because he could learn how to be that way. And we can learn that too. God can teach us if we're willing and help us to be more meek and more teachable in our attitudes. And then we can learn a lot and God can really do a lot through us. There's a lot more about this attitude that we need, and you can learn about it in the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. Lesson 9 talks about Moses and some of these examples. Specifically, it's really a great study to get into and to consider the importance of having a meek attitude. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.